Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You are on our mind. The world is on our mind. How do you do? Welcome to the DJV program. Jennifer off, but Victoria Keelan is here. Doug Steffen is here, and you're here. So what more could anybody want? You could say, I want Jennifer, but back
we all
later.
Do.
Yeah. You, what would you say?
I said we all do. We love when
Jennifer's
here.
We always love it when Jennifer is here. Okay, so John Stewart, who has become quite a prolific director and producer, has something that he's doing. He's working on the problem that I hope we all recognize how much the veterans contribute and yet get screwed at the same time. They're out there, the recruiters, to get you in. They sucker you in to enlisting, and then you're going to have this, and you don't have that. You have something else, and then at the end of the day, if you're exposed to any kind of problems, you get forgotten. More often than not, that is the case. It's disgusting.
Yep.
It really is. And then these friggin' politicians use the military as backdrops for their campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And that certainly goes back to Bush. I thought it was after Iraq, using those soldiers for the backdrop for his reelection campaign was more than disgusting. At any rate, so what's Stewart doing for the vets?
Well, a little bit of background. If you remember, Jon Stewart, famous for hosting The Daily Show for almost 20 years on Comedy Central, started out as a comedian, also has been an actor in many movies, but really now he's taken on a very serious chapter of his life, and it began with 9/11. He is a Jersey guy. He's from right near where I'm in right now in New Jersey. He now has an animal sanctuary in New Jersey. He's kind of branched out into a lot of different other interests, but he was one of the major champions for the first responders on 9/11 in New York. And when they all started dying of horrific lung cancers and different types of ailments, he was the one testifying in Congress just last year, and he testified before the Senate to extend that bill for the victims of 9/11, the first responders, which was about to die, and they were no longer going to get any more funding. So Jon Stewart really put a spotlight on it. He used his celebrity for good. He's doing it again, and this is a case that I did not know about. I admit, I had no idea about burn pits in Iraq and Afghanistan. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Okay, so this is the deal. So he has a petition that now has over 100,000 signatures. I signed it over the weekend myself. We'll post it on the Facebook page if you want to contribute to this. You don't have to pay any money. It's just you sign your name on the petition. Hundreds of tons of waste produced on military bases in Iraq and Afghanistan were doused with jet and diesel fuels and burned in massive burn pits as American soldiers lived, worked, and slept next to these toxic fumes. Now these soldiers are home, and hundreds of thousands of veterans are sick and dying from lung diseases, cancers, and respiratory illnesses, very similar to what happened in 9/11 when that fire smoldered with that jet fuel and the toxins that were released into the air. Essentially, that's exactly what's happening with these burn pits, where we're making our soldiers live and sleep next to these giant burn pits, and all they're doing is breathing in this toxic air. And so Jon Stewart says,
wars have really been a horrible blight on our history. This country has such a great history of doing the right thing, and ever since the Iraq War.
Not by our veterans, though. There's a history of us not doing well by our veterans.
Yeah.
And so Jon Stewart says, the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Department of Defense continue to ignore our veterans' suffering and deaths caused by their neglect, despite their own statistics, which show burn pits are the source of these health problems. So basically what he's saying is the U.S. government is saying that that's not the source of these health problems, but it's pretty obvious. And Jon Stewart says, there's a reason it's against the law to burn hazardous waste in your own backyard in America. It's common sense. Burning regular household waste releases carcinogens, neurodisruptors, and heavy metals that can have devastating effects on the lungs, heart, brain, thyroid, and immune system. It's a scientific fact, and that's what he says when the U.S. military paid private companies like Halliburton, remember that, and subsidiaries of KBR billions of dollars from taxpayer funds to burn human waste, aerosols, styrofoam, medical waste, biohazard materials, body parts, trucks, explosives. This all happened in Iraq and Afghanistan. We basically were paying, our taxpayer dollars were being paid to Halliburton to burn this stuff while the troops got sick and started dying right next to it. It's horrific. It's absolutely horrific. So this, he wants, this this petition is to, you know, you have to have a certain number of signatures. I believe it's, I think once you reach 150,000, then you're allowed to get on the docket. So he wants to pressure Congress into paying attention to this. And he said that this needs to be, that he acknowledges the bipartisan effect that we had with 9/11. A lot of people came together on both sides of the aisle to protect those first responders, and he's calling on those members of Congress to do it now for our veterans. I think it's really important.
All Halliburton, as far as I'm concerned, Halliburton is a scourge and has been. There's very little. Hopefully, we get at least some taxes out of them because of very little else. That was the.
I don't know. Major corporations have gotten a lot of tax breaks. I don't know.
Well, the oil companies, yeah, the oil companies certainly have over the years. But when you get right down to it, those some of the stuff that we've created here in the name of big business, the name of something that America was at one point in time proud of, but these people are just they're violators of all kinds of things. And I just, you know, and think about what they stand for and what they contribute and wonder how it is. Some people are very, I remember once seeing on the cover of Forbes magazine two things. The fellow who ran Monsanto was the businessman of the year, and the fellow who ran Halliburton after Dick Cheney, I can't remember his name, sort of the same treatment. And when it gets right down to making money, if that's all Forbes is interested in, yeah, those guys are fabulous. But don't we want to take other things into consideration when it comes to business? Business is not just business. So I don't think it ought to be. There ought to be a lot of different things that we take into account when judging judging what the healthiest and best parts of America are. We're going to find holes and blemishes no matter where. I mean, Microsoft, any big company, Amazon, the problem is now they're all getting too big, and they have too much control over the process of government, which is not good for anyone. And that certainly has been the case with Halliburton for years and years and years. So good for John Stewart. Good for him. In a moment or two, let's get an update on where we are with COVID. It's 14 after the hour here on the DJV program with a focus on some of our fabulous clips of the day. Those of you who like to listen to these things, let's see. We've got a couple of reference points here for you, Victoria. The stock market, Jen and Victoria talked about how it doesn't represent the true economy. On one of the clips that you can find right now at djvshow.com, you can follow us there. There's a clip of us discussing the systemic racism problem in our country and some possible solutions. So you may want to listen to that. And then there's also one of my culinary skill department clips. How healthy is olive oil for you? We talk about my cooking, the ladies' cooking. If you're interested in that, you can listen to all of these clips and the whole program all through the day. Pretty simple. Get to the clips, get to the show. All day, every day at djvshow.com.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Endless loads of laundry? Lowe's has just what you need to bring reliability to your laundry room. A Maytag front load laundry pair in an exclusive metallic slate finish. It features the most powerful cleaning in the industry, driven by a heavy-duty cycle with extra power button. Shop Labor Day deals on Lowe's.com today and get up to 35% off select appliances like this Maytag laundry pair and more. Bring on style this Labor Day with Lowe's. Offer valid through 9/16, U.S. only.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
18 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria, Keelan, and Doug here with the info from the Department of Health and Human Services saying, Victoria, that ventilator stockpiles are now full.
Mm-hmm.
The department said it's canceling some of the deals to produce more of these. They paid out $3 billion in contracts so far since the spring. They are saving the taxpayer millions of dollars, oh sure, by halting delivery.
Yeah, after we spent $3 billion, when, you know what, if we had been prepared from day one, which is what, you know, in New York, New Jersey, where I am, where we were hit so hard, both of our governors just, you know, said the same thing. How did we ever let it get this far, where we were so ill-prepared for a pandemic? And so after $3 billion trying to make up for all that, now our stockpile is full. So
General Electric
for the next one, but
made them, the Royal Philips Company. Let's see here, ResMed, Medtronic, all these people produce the ventilators. There are 94,000 of them on top of the 120 that state and local governments are using, courtesy of you and me, the American taxpayer.
Mm-hmm.
So whether, you know, it's easy to criticize, I don't know. It's being prepared, one of those things. It's the whole thing is, we've gone way overboard in terms of what should have happened as far as I'm concerned. And we're certainly going way beyond where we ought to be in terms of shutting things down. It's time for things to open up again, even though people will get sick. You know, the thing that bothers me a little bit, I want, you know, the infection rate and age and all that stuff. But one of the things that is bothering me, Victoria, was what we were talking about with regard to the heart issues that come. If you have a serious case of this stuff and it doesn't kill you, it may impact. I don't think there's enough real conclusive information yet, but there are a lot of people who are worried about, if you've had this, am I going to have heart damage or heart disease or something as go forward?
And the scary thing is, and this is relating back to the one-third of the Big Ten athletes who had COVID-19 have heart inflammation now. And so, and these are young college kids. These are athletes in prime fitness who did not have serious cases. So you can have a mild case and have lasting heart damage. That's the danger of this virus.
All right. So let's put that in our pipe and smoke it. 21 after the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Darling, only the good die. Pretty recognizable music now, the music portion of this hour of the DJV show, with a focus on Billy Joel, who has done quite well for himself, thank you very much, with all those Madison Square Garden gigs. But apparently they have, because they've been put off all through the years so far, the announcement was made that they're not going to start again until next fall. The singer initially put off his spring residency dates to start in the fall, but because of the obvious indoor concerts are not possible, so he said that the 6 dates have been rescheduled to 14 months from now. So he does this and has been doing it for a number of years, once a month, right? At Madison Square Garden, fill the joint up.
Yeah.
How much does it cost to go to one of these things?
I don't know. I would guess it's probably, you know, the usual inflated ticket price.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, all concerts are at least $100. So.
Yeah. So isn't he, though, one of New York's most popular performers? People in New York love Billy Joel.
Based on his ticket sales, I would say yes. I'm not a fan myself, but sure. No. Yeah,
I kind of like him. I saw him once at Fenway Park, not at Madison Square Garden. But I don't think you'd get the real sense. His wife was pregnant. I remember that. Going up on stage. But you can't really... I mean, you see the screens, which you might as well be watching at home on your TV set.
Right.
As to go to a concert in a place that takes tens of thousands of people, you can't really get... But... Yeah, people like the experience.
At the Garden, the Madison Square Garden, the way that's been, you know, redone and reconfigured. I don't know if he may do that, and I don't know. But the Garden, even if you're in, like, the nosebleeds, it's still never a bad seat. So it's, I don't know. I wouldn't want to be at a big stadium and be way back, because then to me, there's no point to being there.
No point to being there, yeah.
Yeah, but like people love seeing everyone at the Garden.
I suppose. All right, so it's 25 after here on the DJV program. Now Victoria and I usher in Usher, if you know what I mean. He has an announcement for fans. Next year, Usher is going to headline a Vegas residency at the Coliseum, which is in Caesar's Palace. It's a Live Nation thing, along with Caesar's Entertainment. This is a 4,300-seat venue show that spans his two-decade career. Can he fill up a... Is he that popular? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yep. Yeah. He's been around a long time. He's got a lot of hits.
Yeah. Why do you... Do you like him? Why?
I do. I've never seen him live, but every time I see him on an award show on TV performing, and when he was on The Voice, he's a great performer. He's like Bruno Mars. Well, Bruno Mars copies a lot of... Well, Bruno Mars copies a lot of what Usher has done over his 20-year career, but yeah. He's a great performer.
Well, he says he's excited to be able to know that he's in the process of putting together a show for Vegas. He says he's hoping to create a fully immersive show for his fans, the old ones and the new ones. He says, quote, since I was 21, I've really anticipated getting to go to Vegas and play the shows the way they did in the early days. The vibe of Vegas is everything on steroids. The best clubs, the best shows, the best food, all of it. To be able to get this opportunity to share myself and also to share my history with my audience, can't wait. Tickets for this go on sale to the public, let's see, this coming Thursday at 10 o'clock Pacific time in the morning. Pre-sale tickets available until Wednesday at 10 p.m. Prices start at $59, Victoria. Limited number of VIP. Yeah, it seems to be. Usher is donating $1 every ticket to Usher's new look. Funding goes toward programs for underserved youth. So that's two thumbs up for Usher as we figure out what he's doing moving forward. It's 28 after the hour on the DJB program.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
A Loveland, Colorado homeowner could go to jail for protecting his property from melting snow. He paid $10,000 for a permit to add a small addition, but then the city changed the rules. He had to stop work, pay another $30,000 for a new permit, and wait for approval. He waited so long winter came, and melting snow was pouring off the unfinished roof into his basement. He tacked up some plastic to temporarily route the water away, and the city compliance officers pounced. He was dragged into court for putting up plastic without a permit while waiting for the permit. Even the court could not figure out what he had done to deserve such abuse. In America, it's the government's job to protect our rights, not steal them. Thieves go to jail, not innocent victims.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
U.S. Navy continues searching for a sailor who went missing from the aircraft carrier USS Nimitz during its patrol of the Northern Arabian Sea amid current tensions with Iran. The crew aboard the Nimitz sounded the man overboard alert on Sunday after being unable to find the sailor aboard that nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. The Nimitz is America's oldest aircraft carrier in active service, and it has over 5,000 sailors and Marines. The Nimitz, whose home port is Bremerton, Washington, has been in the Arabian Sea since late July. It replaced the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, which had spent months in the Arabian Sea on its deployment that saw the carrier break the Navy's previous at-sea record. Navy officials continue to limit port calls during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
The emotionally charged messages from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on quitting smoking have had major impacts, and John Clements reports.
The CDC analyzed data on the campaign's impact on quit attempts as well as sustained quits. The lead author of the so-called TIP study is Dr. Rebecca Murphy-Hafer.
You know, TIP is effective. Our new study results show that during 2012 through 2018, the TIP campaign was associated with an estimated 16.4 million quit attempts and more than 1 million sustained quits among U.S. adults.
The TIP campaign featured people like Susan Nimoy, the widow of Leonard Nimoy, best known for his role as Spock on Star Trek. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte pardoned a United States Marine convicted of killing a transgender woman in that country nearly 6 years ago, sparking condemnation from activists who described the move as a mockery of justice. Lance Corporal Joseph Scott Pemberton was jailed in 2015 for killing Jennifer Laud near a former U.S. Navy base. A trial court signed off on his early release for good conduct, but was blocked by an appeal from Laud's lawyers. Presidential spokesman Harry Roque said Duterte had erased the punishment, but the conviction of Pemberton stands. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jennifer off at the moment. Victoria's here, and I'm here, and you're here. What could be better than that? Sort of the Groupon group of the day. Here we are. The group of the day. And I was thinking maybe we could say, I watched, for some reason or other, I came upon the old game show network and the old, this, some of these old game shows. I haven't watched Gene Rayburn, for example, on the original Match Game, and the expressions. He was precious. Now, Alec Baldwin's doing it these days. A lot of big name stars are doing these game shows because there's big money in doing it. I think Elizabeth Banks does a great job on, what is it?
She's fun. I love
pressure,
her.
Pressure Luck. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, she's a lot of fun. And she's very much, you know, she produced that Charlie's Angels movie last year.
Yeah.
Has been doing all kinds of things. She's good, and she comes across nicely. So her success, it's nice to have success like that. All right, so what's the Jeopardy news?
Well, the big news is, starting September 14th, Jeopardy will be back, and there is a new addition that fans are really excited about. Ken Jennings, the greatest of all time Jeopardy players, will actually be serving as a partial host along with Alex Trebek. Mm. And so they say that, Alex is still the host. He assured everyone that he's feeling better and he's doing well battling his cancer. But He said, no need to worry, I'm still the host. But Ken is going to be doing some presenting of, he's going to, in entire categories will be presented by Ken Jennings by himself. So it's kind of cool. A lot of super fans of Ken Jennings are very excited to see him on the other side of the show.
How much did he actually end up winning? Do you remember?
I don't remember, but it was, I think it's the largest prize in history, right?
Something like 13 million sticks in my mind.
$3,370,000.
$3,370,000, okay. That doesn't seem, I mean, it's a lot, but it doesn't seem like that much.
Yeah.
You're under the circumstances. So, that's good news. The there's some other promising news, I guess, depending on how you look at things from Russia. Their vaccine apparently is showing some promise, Victoria, producing an antibody response in all of the people that have had it. I think, wasn't Putin's daughter in on it? He wouldn't take it himself, but he was happy to have his daughter stick her arm out and get the needle stuck in it.
Naturally. How old is his daughter? Right. I didn't even know he had a daughter.
I think she's in her late 20s, it seems to me. I've seen that. He's in his late 50s, isn't he? Somewhere in that department, early 60s. Someplace.
To me, he's one of those guys who just looks a lot older, probably, than he really is.
Yeah, well.
You know, I don't, he could be in his 60s, I don't know. Yeah.
Look at the life he leads. I also was interested to see what they're doing at Phoenix's Sky Harbor Airport. They started this past weekend with a UVC light. Do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
It's a sterilizer that is supposed to maximize the safety of travelers going through. It's the UV ultraviolet.
That's the subways in New York.
Right.
Using that light, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kills the bacteria and viruses. Any microorganism gets doused with this thing. It was installed under the escalator. Isn't visible to travelers. But if you have your hands, for example, on the handrail, it's, I mean, who cares whether it's on your feet? But on the on your hands, that would be pretty important. And I think, like most airports, you have to scale down from the top floor where the planes come in down to where you get up buses and cars and that sort of thing. So you're going to be, excuse me, on these escalators. So let's see what happens. You wonder how they're going to measure the effectiveness of this, though. And you think that would be something that people would be wanting to know. It's an idea, anyway. Most people are still wearing masks in airports. Most people are still personal distancing in airports. And as we said, I think last week, traveling on an airplane now appears to be one of the safest things you can do because of all of the things that they've done to clean the air up and to clean things up. They've got to do something because pretty much the airlines, I saw something, it seems to me, 16 or 18,000 people. Yeah, the folks at United have announced they're going to furlough 16,000 next month, 20% of its frontline employees. Half the furloughs will be flight attendants. American announcing they cut 19,000 jobs, and again, half of them are flight attendants. But under the circumstances, when you understand that most of the, you know, the bulk of the employees are flight attendants, then it doesn't, you know, I don't think it makes sense that that's what they'd be doing. Meanwhile, the TSA is starting to use facial recognition. Now, why is there, well, I suppose Homeland Security is part of that, right? Mm-hmm. They announced that they had started a pilot, the self-service checkpoints pilot program at Reagan in Washington. So instead of physically handling your ID to a TSA officer, you go to the new security checkpoint, you insert your ID into a scanning machine. Then the machine takes a facial scan to match with the ID photo. That's where real ID comes in. That's why there's been such a push. That's what real ID is. So they've got it. I think real ID, you all have to have it now, right? Isn't that in effect?
No, it's next October. Still? It got pushed away. Yeah, it got pushed back. I think October of 2021.
Right. So how do you feel about this? The machine takes a facial scan to match with your photo ID, and then it also confirms your flight info. Same thing. And then displays the results of the facial recognition, the verification and all that stuff to the TSA officer who is sitting behind a plastic divider. So you won't be able to get through until he or she says you can go, because all the stuff comes up to 10, apparently. This tech is trying to cut down on interaction between TSA employees and passengers. There are other ways of doing that, like just having them sit on their fat butts and not do anything, because they don't do anything anyway.
I think this is actually going to be, you know, I think this is going to be more efficient, because how many times have you, and I know you fly frequently, but I've had this happen a lot, where, you know, you're waiting in the initial line, and then you walk up, you know, before you're going through security, and then they take a look at, you know, your passport and your boarding pass, and right. They barely even look at it long enough to see if the names even match, and then they circle something that no one knows what that means.
They scribble,
and
then doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, they scribble something, and that's it. I think in this case, you know, this is going to be, everything has to be verified before. So this is going to be a lot more efficient than some person who's kind of looking over your shoulder, looking away. You know, I mean, we've all had these experiences.
Talking to each other about the union and when's my next vacation and how do I get a pay raise and all that other stuff.
Yeah, so this is going to be more efficient for actually verifying flying information. I know that it's very controversial with facial recognition software, because there have been numerous studies that it disproportionately cannot identify black and brown skin people. And so I think that, unfortunately, what we're probably going to see are a lot of black and brown travelers having issues with this software. I think that's going to be the next
thing. So who's paying, though? Are we paying for this, another fee at the airport? Are we paying for it out of the tax? This is expensive stuff.
I don't know. It's a good question. So, well, the White House has mandated that this stuff all be in the 20 busiest airports.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there must be some sort of funding coming from the government.
Yeah. There's way too much money being spent on things like the slush funds. Where do all these fines? We were talking about somebody paying a $10 million fine in the technology report. Where does that money go? What do they do with that money?
That's
what you
question.
Want to know?
It goes
like?
To the
I'd
SEC,
like to
so yeah, what do yeah, they do with
yeah.
it?
Exactly. What do they do with it? Let's have a weekend. Let's have a retreat. We'll go down to New Jersey, right? Let's spend the money on that. In a moment, I want to go one step further as we talk about what's going on with the COVID and with what's happened here in our country, who's been getting it in the neck. We'll talk about that in a matter of moments here, literally and figuratively, I mean. Who is getting the short end of the stick? It's 43 past the hour on the DJV program. Victoria and Doug here.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. How much screen time is too much for kids? Well, it depends on a child's age.
So the recommendations are really to minimize screen time in children before age 2. Between ages 2 and 5, we would recommend you keep the screen time 1 hour or less per day. And in children that are older than 5, we recommend trying to minimize a recreational or enjoyment-related screen time to 2 hours or less per day.
Dr. Angela Mathke says 2 hours or less a day apply to teens as well. But the recommendations do not include educational-related screen time.
I would use the screen time as a reward.
Dr. Mathke says in limited amounts, the social aspect of screens can help teens feel connected. Too much screen time may interfere with sleep, increase the risk of depression, and increase the risk of obesity. Dr. Mathke says the best way to help kids manage screen time is to be aware and communicate with them. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Endless loads of laundry? Lowe's has just what you need to bring reliability to your laundry room. A Maytag front load laundry pair in an exclusive metallic slate finish. It features the most powerful cleaning in the industry, driven by a heavy-duty cycle with extra power button. Shop Labor Day deals on Lowe's.com today and get up to 35% off select appliances like this Maytag laundry pair and more. Bring on style this Labor Day with Lowe's. Offer valid through 9/16, U.S. only.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's now 47 after the hour, Victoria. Doug, Stefan, Victoria, Keelan. So, government payments to farmers. Something, as you know, I'm a farmer, and just being a broadcaster, I do a weekly program called the American Family Farmer, which you can listen to at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We have all kinds of things that we focus on, the fabulous farming that's done, actually, the podcast that's up there now is a feature talking to a couple of people who are redoing Willie Nelson's farm, is a big 1,500-acre farm outside of Austin, to get it to be, you know, kind of all natural. No more Roundup, no more of any of that stuff. So anyway.
That's great.
as I've been looking through the payments from the Agriculture Department, the cash that is going, once again, Victoria, and this is not, I mean, you take it for what it's worth. The direct aid to farmers has climbed each year of the presidency from $11.5 billion to $32 billion. But the money is not going to the farmers, to the family farmers. The big problem for agriculture is that the money is going to these huge multinational corporations. There's all kinds of stuff. I was looking at something from the Drake University Agricultural Law Center. The incredible amount of money that is being sent to these farmers, the farm aid, and what is happening. We're going to see a huge increase in the price of food this year because that's really what it takes. But the safety net programs under the USDA. $16 billion in farm rescue payments, but the top tier, even both sides, both Republicans and Democrats, are taking shots at Sonny Perdue, the Ag Secretary, because they're really not helping producers who are at the, you know, I'm talking about the real farmers and the real farms, not the agricultural behemoths that run lots of agriculture and are buying up all the land. So once again, the farmer's getting screwed. That's the basic bottom line here. Unbelievable. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
All right, Money Pit time now at 53 after the hour. Tom Kreitler is here with a Labor Day special, or two or three or four or five. Normally when Tom and I get together, we're here to help answer some of your questions, listeners to the DJV show. Here's a fellow named Dave asking you, Tommy, to recommend whether or not you would recommend Dry Lock. So what is Dry Lock and why does he want to use it?
So Dry Lock is a masonry paint that is advertised and promoted as a solution to stopping water which leaks through basement walls. They have other surfaces and related products, but that's sort of what it's known for. And Dave wants to know if I would recommend that to stop leaks in basement walls after a heavy rainfall. Now, that's a very common time for basements to leak when it rains very hard like that. And I said to him, I said, well, no and maybe. And here's why I say that.
That I like his good direct answers, yes.
Yeah, because a lot of folks will turn to that as the first thing that you do to stop a leak through a wall. To me, it's the very last thing. There are many other things much more important than painting those walls that should be done first. And those would be things to control how the water is getting down there in the first place. And because it's happening after a rainfall, Doug, it's not a water table. Everyone wants to blame, oh, it's the rising water table. I can't do anything about it. No, it's not. 99.9%. You know, I feel like this is the number where when you read the hand sanitizers, it kills 99.99% of bacteria.
Right. Yeah.
Well, a clean gutter is going to stop 99.99% of floods in basements and where I come from.
Yeah.
You know, clean gutters, downspouts that are extended away from the wall or not, is why the water gets in there. And also things like grading. You know, if you have flat soil around the house because things settle over the years, this is why the basement leaks. If you fix all those other things, what you'd be left with was just sort of the normal level of soil dampness. And foundations, especially cinder blocks like Dave asked about, are very hydroscopic. They absorb a lot of moisture, right? So that moisture will wick through the concrete block.
It's because of the porous nature of the blocks.
Correct, yes. Yeah. It's like a sponge that's going to evaporate into the basement air. And that's where a product like Drylock, in my boat, comes in. Because that's going to stop that what's left over after you fix the main sources of the water. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. Yeah. Is this an interior only? Because I'm trying to paint some exterior. You know, I was talking to you about the masonry and fixing that stuff. But I have, like, the steps down to the basement. That needs to be painted and other things. So would you use Drylock outside, or is that just an interior use?
Well, they may or may not have an exterior masonry paint. I'm not that familiar with the complete line. I'm familiar with the original product. I know they've expanded it
a lot. Come on, make up an answer then. Say, yeah, yeah.
But I would say that you have to be careful when you paint masonry, because if you use an improper paint, water will get sort of stuck behind it, and then it will freeze and break off pieces.
Yeah, I've had that problem.
It's called spalling, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, all right, so a word to the wise. All right, Money Pit Podcast, the most recent episode, How to Add Attic Flooring. I guess I'd go one step further. I'd wonder, like, I'm thinking about raising the roof on the apartment I have on the barn.
Right.
It seems like a pretty easy thing to do.
Well, raising a roof's not an easy thing to do, but a lot of times you'll see folks that have Cape Cods, right, and then they put a dormer in so that they have more headroom up there.
Yeah.
But attic flooring is an interesting topic because, you know, all of us could use a bit of extra storage, but these days we compete with the need for insulation, and you can't have both. You can't have thick, you know, fluffy insulation and flooring at the same time, because you end up squishing it. You know, years ago, you had like a 2x8 ceiling joist and you had 8 inches of insulation. You'd put flooring on top of it and call it a day. Right. Today, if you have 8 inches of a 2x8 ceiling joist, you don't have 8 inches. You have 10, 20, sometimes even more insulation on top of that, because you need it. It does a good job. It's inexpensive. It keeps your heating and cooling bills in check, but you can't store on top of that. So you have to have some trade-offs. One of the ones that I think is the easiest is if you were to just leave an area around the opening of the attic floorable, so to speak, right? So you leave that with less insulation, and then you have the rest of it has more insulation. But there are also systems whereby you can have, like, platforms above the ceiling joist itself so that you can actually store up higher. You can build them yourself, or they're available for order online.
Really? All right. And I noticed the Money Pit newsletter, you've got this online at moneypit.com, has some bathroom remodeling updates.
Yeah.
That's got to be the biggest kitchen and bathroom update.
It is. It really is. So we highlight some inexpensive and easy bathroom remodeling updates, because these are rooms, both of them, kitchens and baths, where you spend a lot of money.
Tom Kreidler and Leslie Segretti host the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program every weekend around the country. Happy to have him here visiting with us on the DJV show every week. It's 59 past the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.